Don't forget to reset. The American Bowling Congress will begin its championships tournament this weekend in Reno. It is the world's largest participatory sporting event. From now until the end of June, some 80,000 amateur bowlers will compete for cash, a ring, and a nifty trophy. This is the 101st year for the ABC event. Joining us from the National Bowling Center in Reno is Tournament Director Brian Lewis. Mr. Lewis, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much.
80,000 bowlers, that's an awful lot of 10 pins flying, isn't it?
It sure is. With the 80,000 bowlers, that'll be almost 750,000 games bowled when all said and done. Yes, quite an undertaking for us.
Wow. Do they all rent shoes? No, these guys probably have their own, right?
Yes, they bring their bowling equipment, bowling shoes. In fact, many of our bowlers carry 4, 5, and 6 bowling balls nowadays. Like any sporting event, bowling has kept up on the technological end with bowling balls. So lots of different surface of bowling balls, and they react different ways going down the lanes and hitting the pins, some better than others.
Lots of neat colors?
Oh, lots of colors, and even there's some bowling balls out now with scents, like a chocolate smell and perfumes. So, again, the technological end, it's somewhat fascinating.
What kind of score will commonly win this tournament?
Our tournament is a very simple format. The 80,000-plus bowlers will all have one chance, one opportunity to come in on their assigned date to bowl in this event. It's essentially three different events over a two-day period. They'll bowl 9 games. They'll compete in 5-person team event, 2-person doubles event, and individual events. After all 80,000 bowlers compete over the course of 5 months, high score wins. It's that simple.
Women compete too?
Yes, women compete. They've started competing since 1994.
Your contestants come from all over the United States?
Yes, we'll have teams from all 50 states and even several foreign countries.
What are the foreign countries, out of curiosity?
We have Canada, of course, Mexico, Japan, a few European teams.
Would somebody commonly win your tournament and think about turning pro?
You bet. As a matter of fact, our champion from 2001, he just recently turned pro about a year ago, and he went out on tour. So oftentimes, you bet.
Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
What's the best way to pick up a 7-10 split?
7-10 split is throw the ball hard and pray. That's about it. With all the games bowled, we'll see 7-10 split picked up about 4 times over an average tournament. We'll see about 30 to 40 perfect 300 games in all those games bowled.
Well, Mr. Lewis, we want to thank you very much, and best wishes for a good tournament this weekend for the next few weeks, too.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Speaking with us from Reno, Brian Lewis, director for the American Bowling Congress's championship tournament.